producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, you guys are getting really good at this, of understanding that calling at the beginning of an hour gives you maximum freedom, latitude, control, all those kinds of things. And I'm delighted that, I mean, the learning curve, you guys are great about the learning curve. What can I tell you? 855-99-DR-JOY. Lynn, you're the first. You're the most astute today, so you get to be very, very first. How am I going to help you?
My question is about my mother-in-law.
Okay.
I really dislike my mother-in-law.
Why?
And I find her to be very overbearing, neurotic, narcissistic. I guess those would be the terms I would use.
Well, she did raise the man that you love. So she can't be all bad.
No, we had our issues too. We worked through them. They are good. I do see good points in her. She is a really wonderful grandma. And when it's convenient for her, her heart is in the right place. And
give me an example of a recent unhappiness
that I had with her.
Yeah.
One of the things, we were at, we're Jewish, and we were at a holiday dinner.
Okay.
And my husband has a 98-year-old grandma who was sitting at the table, and she was sitting next to her. And when it came time to eat, I went over to my grandma, and the tables were already preset, so there were plates on there.
Okay.
So I asked my grandma if I could help her get her some food, so I took her plate, and I went and got her food.
Okay.
And when I came back, there was a glass sitting at her plate. And
there
my mother-in-law had been... There was a glass sitting at my grandma's
glass.
Plate.
Glass, okay.
Like somebody else's glass. And my mother-in-law, prior to when I went up to go help her, had been sitting next to my grandma the whole time. And so when I came back, my mother-in-law was still sitting there. I said, well, whose glass is this? And she said, oh, that was her husband's glass. And I said, well, Grandma is sitting here. And she said, well, I wanted to sit next to my husband. And this was my 98-year-old grandma. And it just...
So really, how did it get resolved?
I just said, well, Grandma was sitting there, and she's been sitting there the whole time, and I just put her food down. And then she moved the glass and had him sit somewhere else. I mean, he wasn't there. He just moved the spot.
Okay, but it does sound to me several things. It sounds to me that she may not have understood that Grandma was sitting there when you sort of said, okay, Grandma's sitting here, that she didn't make a fuss about it, and that certainly one of the possibilities for either of you, and I assume it's what she did eventually, is just move over another chair.
Right. And it was just kind of an example of how she thinks of herself first.
Well... But I mean, look, it didn't sound, this sounds to me something that you really have the long knives out for her, that no matter what she's going to do, you're not going to be happy about it. Tell me what the question is here.
Well, that is completely true. And the question is that we have a long history with many different things.
It sounds like it.
I spend getting emotional, but I spend a lot of time thinking about how much she irritates me and how much I don't like her. And I don't like how I am around her because I tend to turn into...
Somebody you don't like.
Yeah. And
okay.
Let's
work at that for a minute. Let's stop right at that point. If we have more to do, you were the first person to call today. I'll give you as much. You can have the whole 3 hours if you want it, if you need it, which I doubt that you will. But let's stop right at that uncomfortable emotional juncture, which is, I don't like the person I am when I'm around her because you know, I do have a long nose out for her, no matter what she does. If she brought me a bouquet, I'd probably decide that it was, she was just doing it so I'd get hay fever. So let's start at that moment. Now, understand, we're not focusing on changing her behavior. We're focusing on changing your perception, okay? Because that's doable. Changing her behavior, who
knows?
That
is basically my question, is how can you neutralize my feelings towards her?
All right. Let's start with where we were a couple minutes ago, which is what you like about her. You mentioned that she's a good grandmother. Why is she a good grandmother? What are the qualities that make her a good grandmother?
She goes to all their sporting events, and she loves to spend time with them. She makes an effort to spend time with them.
Okay.
She's very generous on holidays, and she just clearly loves them, and she does a lot for them. She calls them. I mean, she's a very active and involved.
Okay. Well, that sounds like somebody that is not necessarily consistent with somebody who's very narcissistic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sounds like she's generous with her time.
I guess the thing that it works in her schedule, because, you know, like, if
that's
always
not
on her.
But you're telling me that she goes to a lot of the events, so it means that not only are they consistent with her schedule, but she schedules around them. Because otherwise, that's not going to happen.
She does.
All right, so Lynn, what if we? So where was there ever a time where you liked your mother-in-law, where you had good feelings toward her?
Yeah, I've been married for 19 years.
Okay.
So at the beginning, we were really close, and it just got to be, and I tried very hard. I mean, she really wants me to be her daughter. She wants to be very close to me.
Right.
And
okay.
We were, but it just got to be.
Okay. Let's go back to, all right, wait a minute. If I understand you correctly, the issue with your mother-in-law was that she wanted to be close to you. And that became, tell me in what way or when or how it became too much.
She would call me several times a day. She would come and stay with us for long periods of time.
Okay.
And there was one point in our relationship where we were having a discussion, and we were at her house, and I don't remember what it was about, but I remember the fact that I was complaining that it was just so much, because it was just ongoing. And she said, well, I feel like we have the type of relationship that if it was too much for you, you would tell me. And so I put that on me, I looked her straight in the eye, and I said, I am telling you, it is too much.
Okay.
And she immediately changed the subject and acted like it never happened.
Okay. All right. So let's go back to that point. Because it does sound to me, look, whenever there's this intense emotion, as a psychologist, my experience has been that, you know, it's passionate, and passion can go either way. It's a very unstable commodity, and therefore it wouldn't surprise me that at one point you felt very close to her, and she felt very close to you, which probably gives, if it's any comfort to you, which it shouldn't necessarily be, it gives additional credibility to the notion that she may actually go out of her way at times to be unpleasant to you, because you hurt her feelings. She felt that you were the daughter she never had. Now, let's go back to that point where she said, I feel we have that kind of relationship where you tell me if it was too much.
Okay.
And you said, it's too much. If you had that to do over again, can you think of a different or better way to have done that?
I'm sorry, Ed. I'm at work.
Don't they understand what's important here?
I know. To handle that situation. But, I mean, I guess I felt like I handled
but you handled it clearly, but you certainly didn't handle it. But all right, let me help you with this, because this sounds to me ground zero. This sounds to me where all the unhappiness began. That from her point of view, she says, Lynn, I'm sure she bragged her friend. She said, she's the daughter I never had. I feel that I didn't lose a son, that I gained a daughter. We have so much in common. You know, she's my best friend and I'm her best friend. I mean, she was thrilled with this relationship. At some point, somebody said, wow, this is a lot. Or somehow she got the inkling that this was too much. And you said, yeah, it is. Let's put you on hold. Come back and explain what happened to her, what you could have done differently, and what you can do now. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's exactly what it is. We're talking with Lynn, who is a bride of 19 years, who doesn't get along very well with her mother-in-law. And we figured out, I think, between the two of us, mostly Lynn's work, about where the breach came. How far into your marriage did this come? Do you remember?
Probably 10 years.
Okay. So it sounds like...
Probably after we had kids, it got harder.
Sure, sure, absolutely. And that's quite often part of where the strain always comes, partially because one person gets busier, the other person had prior knowledge in that they've been a parent before, and sometimes they can be a bit overbearing about saying, well, this is the right way to do things. So even if this particular breach hadn't occurred, it's a stress point. Now, and as you recall, I'm sure, being a new parent is incredibly stressful. You're not getting any sleep. You're convinced you don't know what you're doing. You're determined not to make the same mistakes your parents made, knowing full well you're going to make different mistakes. So it's tough on the marriage, tough on your body. So no matter how you look at it, it's a stress point. But let's look at the specific one that you brought to my attention, because I think it's really powerful. I think what she was saying is that this is a very special relationship, and you can be honest with me. There's a difference between honest and brutality, and it sounds like there may have been another person standing there at the time. So I think all you had to say was, you know, you're a wonderful woman. I love spending time with you, but it may be that every once in a while I'm too dependent on you, or every once in a while I just sort of feel guilty that I'm taking up so much of your time, or anything that would have said exactly the same thing without the brutality, because she felt she was sandbagged. And she gave you that opening, admittedly, but you didn't have to take it, that there really is a value in kindness in this world. And she felt, I mean, think about the best metaphor I can give you, which is, how old are your kids?
14 and 9.
Okay. The 13-year-old, a boy or a girl?
A 14-year-old boy.
Okay, too bad. I was going to make him a girl, but it's probably not worth a sex change operation. I've said before that if I had a nickel, I used to do a lot of adolescent work because nobody liked them, and I didn't mind them. Everybody else hated them. And if I had a nickel for every woman, every mom came in and said, my daughter tells me everything, and every daughter who said, I don't tell my mother anything, I would be a very wealthy woman. It's just the perception of the dominant partner, which is always the older partner, at least until we're very old, is that everything's fine, that they adore me, that I know everything that's going on in their life. Almost invariably, the response of the younger person, just because they're at a different stage, they're still trying to find their own individuality, is, you know, I don't share everything. So the person who cares least always controls the relationship. And what you told your mother-in-law in that eyeball-to-eyeball thing is, you're not that important to me. And she just told you how important you were to her. So you really hurt her in a basic, fundamental way. And I hear that there may have been a part of you that was feeling really claustrophobic, that, you know, I really need to find some space. But my guess is, hopefully, if you had to do it again, you would have found a gentler way of saying, I adore you, but I'd really love to be able to feel that when you're here, I'm making a special effort for you. So instead of dropping in every day, that you come every Thursday for lunch. I mean, there are a million ways to essentially accomplish what you wanted to accomplish without the bloodshed. And so I think what you need to do the next time you're thinking, and a couple of things, the next time you're thinking about how irritating your mother-in-law can be, is remember that juncture, because that's really laid specifically, exclusively at your feet. Not anything before that. But basically, at that moment, you profoundly hurt her. And you now know, because you have kids. And the reason I was hoping is the 13-year-old was a girl is 13-year-old little girls are not very nice. and they're especially not very nice to their mothers. 13-year-old little boys are a little bit slower to develop the nasties. They're not the, they don't have the mean girl complex. They have different ways of dealing with their aggression. And 13-year-old little boys are usually, if they're going to be nasty to somebody, which they're usually not, they're nasty to their dads, not their moms. But at some point, your daughter is going to enter into that mean girl phase because it's an inevitable part of a girl's psychosexual development. And she's going to say something devastating to you. And she's going to view it as a throwaway comment of, oh, mom, you really look, that pantsuit makes you really look fat. Or, gee, mom, how come you don't look as young as Cindy's mom? Or something that seems to her, and she's going to know on some level it's a wretched thing to say. But that's part of her need for independence in the same way that 9 years ago you had a need for independence. But she's going to be 13 or 14, if you're lucky, when she's that wretched. You are a more grown-up human being, which means that it will be devastating to you when your daughter does that, and I guarantee you she's going to do it. Not because of anything other than that's just how we do things as human beings. You're going to feel devastated, and very likely what you're going to do, except hopefully you won't, is lash out at her of, well, you know, go to your room. Or I mean, there have been known to be moms that slap their daughters when they say things like that. And the response is exactly the phenomenon that we're talking about 9 years ago, that your mother-in-law was saying, you're an incredibly special person in my life. Like you're my own flesh and blood. And you said, not so much, you know, too much, not, you know, not, no. And she was hurt by that. And my guess is that some of her behavior, intentionally or not, I mean, if she were a grown-up, if this were a perfect world, if nobody ever needed me, she would have said, Lynn, you know, I hear that, let's figure out how we can continue this relationship, how I can adore you and not suffocate you. She didn't. She was hurt because it blindsided her. And to a certain extent, she asked for it, admittedly, by leaving that kind of opening. But that's what we do with people we trust and love. We are vulnerable to them. That's what intimacy means. So number one, the next time you're gritting your teeth about your mother-in-law, I want you to remember that awful situation, which should make your stomach hurt because it was not your finest hour. But that's okay. We need to learn from things like this as opposed to ignore them, number one. Number two, remind yourself of, at that moment, something you love about her, that she is a great grandmother. And you're saying, well, she only comes to the kids' events when it meets her schedule. The first thing you said is she goes to all of their events. Well, if she's going to even a lot of their events, it's because she's scheduling around them, not because it's convenient. I mean, she wants to and she loves it. And it may be that she's looking for some of that kind of intimacy with her grandchildren that she was hoping for with you and doesn't have. And the good news about it is it sounds like both you and your mother-in-law are healthy and can be expected to live for at least the foreseeable future. So this is something you can work on and decide that you're going to spend the rest of your life making up for that one, it's too much. Because if you do that, kiddo, you will feel better about her. You will feel better about yourself. You will be a good role model for not only your daughter, but your daughters-in-laws to come, of how to be gracious and still get what you want, how to be assertive without being aggressive. I'll put you on hold in case you need to talk with me some more. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to help you with anything that concerns you. All you have to do is is give me a holler, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Lynn, who's got an issue with her mother-in-law. And hopefully, you know, I was just saying to James that I have the world's best and worst job all at the same time. Because my job, if you think about it, is really to change your mind. Because I think everybody who calls me wants me to say that they're right and whomever's making them miserable is wrong and should die a painful death and they should not in any way be implicated. Which is understandable, but not what I do. And so my job at that moment is to try to convince you to think about it in a different way. And changing our mind is really, that's hard stuff. And you guys are generous, and I know you're not always happy with me, but you're almost always polite. But I do want to give all of you, including Lynn in just a moment, a chance to kind of ask anything you want or clarify anything you want, because I realize what I'm asking you to do is really difficult but important. And I wouldn't ask you to, I'm not doing it because I have an agenda. I'm doing it because it's the way to have a happier life. So I believe. All right. So Lynn, you got anything else you want to ask or comment or whatever?
Well, it's interesting to your take on it, on that conversation that happened years ago, because yep. I felt like I was just trying to be very clear. I wasn't trying to be malicious. I was really just trying to.
No, I'm not implying that like, you were. You,
and I hear you,
you had a motive. Well, I think your motive was to back her off. But I just think
right.
that and sometimes when we're feeling a little panicky, we are not our best, most generous self. And I'm just saying,
yeah,
what if you thought about it in a different way?
Yeah, I get that, and I can see that differently. But the only thing is that when I actually give myself pep talks before I go see her, thinking just be, you know, careful and stupid and just be pleasant. And
well, but I'm saying something a little more difficult than that. I'm saying that if I said to you, being really crude, of Lynn, you bear more than half the responsibility for the fact that this relationship sucks. It didn't. It was okay. And I understand it was overbearing for you, but there were better ways to back them up. Just as, and I swear to you, you're going to think about this conversation in 3 or 4 years when one of your kids does something unthinkable. And you're going to think, oh my God, that's what she was talking about. But you're going to feel like somebody stabbed you through the heart.
Yeah, no, I get it, because I already have my 9-year-old that always, you know, I've been through that. I hate you. You're the worst mother in the world.
It's going to get worse because she's going to get much more sophisticated. So,
my question this is my question, is that, so when I am putting an effort to be very pleasant and to be nice and try to do something nice for her,
mm-hmm.
then what happens is, then she thinks, we can be best friends again. So then
mm-hmm.
the phone calls start nonstop. And the
perfect.
And then
perfect. All right. So we understand. And then if you ever needed a vindication of the fact that I was right, that's it, right? That you now know that even though it seems like a trivial event, it wasn't. It's as crucial to her as anything else. So the question is, all right, so if I start being nice and we get right back to where we were, what has been accomplished? You're absolutely right. Nothing. Because you're going to have to do the back off thing again. And it's only going to be a matter of time, and you're going to explode on her, and we're going to repeat this like Groundhog Day. So the question then is, what if I went to her? And this is kind of the plan, because I can't just do the cheerful and stupid, because it's too obscure. It's too opaque. It's not clear enough. So what if I went to her and said, you know what, Glenda, she's now become the good witch. Glenda, you know, a bunch of years ago, you asked me, you know, you were really close, and I really did feel like I was the daughter that you hadn't had, and I, part of me just loved that. Do you think between the two of us, we could find a way for me to be that surrogate daughter, but also give me some emotional distance? Because one of the things that happens between mothers and daughters, and I can see with my own child, is there needs to be that closeness, but it needs to be balanced enough so my daughter or in this particular case, me, can find some breathing room, can be my own self, can be your friend as well as your daughter, because we're not children. I'm not a child, and my daughter is trying to make that argument to me every day of her life. I'm not a baby anymore. So is there some way, and let's talk about the phone calls, let's talk about the interactions, because how about if I invited you, and you're going to have to take some initiative, because otherwise she's going to feel that if I don't ask, I'm not going to get, and if I ask five times and she says yes once, then I might as well ask 10 times, because then she'll say yes twice. So you can't set that up. You're going to have to do some kind of initiative of, look, instead of you calling me three times a day, how about if we agreed that we'll talk with each other at 9 o'clock in the morning, you call me Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, I'll call you Tuesday, Thursday. You know, in other words, and negotiate what works for you while emphasizing the fact that she is important to you. You just need to be able to have that. You have less, you can just say, I have less of a capacity for intimacy than you do, or I have a mom, and I love having two moms, but you know it can't be on the same level because then I never get to function. Whatever it is that you want to say. So you, on the one hand, you're going back and you're saying, look, I need to fix this. You need to understand that I apologize for this. But what I want to do is work out a relationship that works for both of us. So you tell me in a perfect world how it would work, and I will tell you in a perfect world how it would work for, and let's figure out a compromise that works for both of us. So I'm delighted to see you. So you feel welcome in my life so that we have the relationship on some, we have some of the value of the relationship that we had 10 years ago, but allows both of us a little bit more breathing room. So you're going to have to negotiate, is what I'm saying. It's going to have to be manifest rather than latent.
I really would prefer not to have her in my life at all at this point.
Well, tough. That's not a possibility. Yeah. First of all, it's not a possibility for three reasons. Number one, your kid. She's their grandmother. Number two, your marriage. And number three, you owe her. You harmed her. You owe her. You owe her reparations.
I do want to say one thing, is that years after that happened, after it was on the Jewish holidays again, I wrote her a letter saying that I felt badly, that I wasn't always very nice to her. And I read this letter to her in person and was apologizing for if I was disrespectful and
well,
all
see,
this.
Wait, stop. If I was disrespectful is not an apology.
No, I think I said I was disrespectful. I did own it because I know that I can be pretty witchy and I know that I'm not very nice to her. I do really think that I owned it and I did apologize and it was very sincere. And I don't think it was, I think it was a very true apology. I've heard you discuss, talk about what's an apology and what's not. The thing, her response to me at that moment was, my son was going through a hard time, and she said, well, thank you. I'm glad you realized that, and I just want to let you know that I'm really concerned about your son because I feel that you really favor your daughter, and every time you walk in the door, I just see his heartbreak, and I'm so worried about him.
So what did you say?
I think I was just so furious. I don't know what I said because I've always...
Lynn, listen, I'm going to say one more thing to you and then I'm going to stop. Okay. Because every time I say something, you go, yes, 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 but, which means I'm paying no attention to you, Brown, not any, that I have an agenda, I have a point of view.
I guess that hurt me as bad as I must have hurt her.
So what if you had said to her, what if we assume for a moment, because there are only two possibilities, either she said it to hurt you or she said it to help you in her mind. Those are the only two possibilities. If she said it to hurt you,
I'm sure she said it to help me in her mind, but that was...
Well, but in her mind, so what do we do when somebody says something, you've heard me say before, you got 100 people in a room, asked them what they felt most insecure about, they'd say sex, it's not true, it's parenting. Sex we do with a relatively limited number of people, relatively infrequently, relatively quietly. Our kids go out every day in public and embarrass us. So it's our kid. Any criticism about our parenting is going to cut us. So what if at that moment you'd said, two things, Glinda. Number one, let me get my apology done first. And let's not make these two together because it makes me feel vulnerable when I make an apology and then I feel I'm attacked. You're allowed to sort of play your cards open and then say, all right, let's talk about this. Because I had a client in my office once, and he said, my wife's accused me of adultery, and I can't believe it. I have to leave her. And I said, if she said you were, he was very thin. And I said, if she said you were a big fat slob, what would you say? Say, well, I'd laugh. And I said, why? Because I said, because not true. And I said, so how come calling you an adulterer bothers you? It's the truth that bothers us. If she'd said, well, you know, you're wearing your skirts too short, and you wear middies or something. I mean, the only things that can bother us are things that we're concerned about as well. You need to think this through. You need to understand that she does not have the long knives out for you. She may have an opinion that's not yours. But one of the things that we're going to learn a lot more from people who disagree with us. And maybe one of the issues to think about is, do I have a different stance toward my son than my daughter, which would certainly not make you unusual. Think about it. All right, Glenn, John, good to you both. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to do exactly that. John, we're probably going to get to you. Maybe we get to you this hour. If not, we've got 2 more hours to go, so I'll get to you. Glenn, it's your turn. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been with my partner since 2006. Unfortunately, the relationship is not working, and I need to know how to gently end it. We are getting together tomorrow evening, and I would like to bring the relationship to a close at that time.
Okay.
Can you give me some advice on how to end the relationship?
Okay. How old are you?
We're both 59.
Okay. Why from do you have the sense that he agrees that the relationship is not viable right now?
No. I don't think he agrees with that.
Okay. So it's a relationship, but the two of you don't live together, correct?
Correct. And I'm actually 100 miles from where he lives, so that has worked out okay. I'm able to have the summer off because I teach school. I have spring break and all the holidays. And then it's an hour and 45-minute trip to his house. But and then we did live together 2 years.
How long ago was that?
We lived together in 2010 to 2012.
Well, but it would seem to me that when a couple's lived together and then stops living together, that's a statement that the relationship on some level certainly is intimate, right?
Well, he came to my town to attend my university where I work, and he needed to go back to the city to get a job in his field.
Well, but still, okay. There are often extenuating circumstances, or at least circumstances that cloak what's going on. But people who want to be together find a way to be together, and people who are having some difficulties quite often choose not to be together. So, from your point of view, why is it no longer viable?
I think I'm not a doctor. I think he has Asperger's, and
But if he's had it, he's had it since before you knew him. So why now?
It's gotten to the point that it's driving me crazy. I feel like my life is not moving on.
All right, give me a specific example, Glenn. Listen, here's what I'm looking for. Let me give you the overview of how to break up with somebody without having it bloody, because almost always somebody is farther along the okay this isn't working path than the other person. So the likelihood of two people being exactly the same point exactly the same time isn't high. I mean, it's just not. It's not when you get together, it's not in the middle, and it's not at the end. So the way that we do it without feeling like we're the horrible human being of the universe is to look at a specific situation and say, look, this isn't making either of us happy. Or, we don't have a sex life, or we're spending, for every hour we spend together, we're spending 2 hours getting to each other, or I really love football, and you like knitting. I mean, so you look at the specifics of the situation so the other person doesn't feel that they're being rejected because of their personality, because of who they are. You look at specific events that are not working. And it doesn't mean that he's going to say, well, gee, Glenn, thank goodness you did that because I was going to do it anyway. But it makes it much easier. And then you can sort of say, because he may then say, well, look, if you really like football, I'll start knitting football helmets. I mean, the point being that there may be compromise or not. So saying he has Asperger's certainly may be the case, but he's if he has Asperger's, he was born with Asperger's. He's had it for the entire time you're together, so why now? And that always has to, the way to break up with somebody as humanely as possible, and I mean, everybody does, it's not you, it's me, which really means it's really you, but to look at the specifics about what has changed, what took a relationship from being good and positive and nurturing to unendurable for somebody. And of course, the question is always, is it salvageable? Because you've invested 8 years of your life here. So the question is there anything that he can do that would make it acceptable? And I suppose that's one of the questions I can ask you. Is there anything he could do at this moment that would allow you to continue the relationship?
Well, there would be, but There are things that we've talked about many times, and it.
All right, give me those. That's, all right, let's start there. What are the things that he could do differently that would make you accepting of the relationship?
I would like on a weekend to not sleep in till noon and not getting going till 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I want to get up and go do things.
Okay. All right, so start there. So when you say to him, this weekend I'd like to get up at 8:30 and go to a street fair, what does he say or do?
Oh, absolutely no. You can go by yourself. I need to sleep in.
Okay. Then that seems to me the place to start. And what you're going to need is a list of those kinds of things, of saying, listen, I think you're a great guy. I wouldn't have traded the last, you know, most of the last 8 years for anything. But it just seems to me more and more that the things I want to do, you don't want to do, and the things you want to do, I don't want to do. And then you can sort of, and either the light will go on and say, he'll say, yeah, you're right. Or he'll say, well, like what? And you'll have that list prepared so you can say, Sunday morning, da-da-da, you know, whatever it is. And then say, and then what I would suggest, and this is, unless you're 1,000% sure that there's nothing he could ever do that would redeem this relationship, but it doesn't sound to me that's where you are, to say, look, let's try 6 months away from each other. I plan not, I forgot to ask one crucial question. I assume there's no one else.
No.
Is that true? Okay, good.
That's true.
Because I hate sort of helping people to negotiate what essentially is a cover-up. So thank you for being in that situation. So to say, look, let's take 6 months. Let's take to the end of the year, or let's take till next spring or whatever. I'm not going to date anybody. I need to get over this. I'm going to work on my job or whatever. And let's plan on having lunch in 6 months and see where we are. And in the meantime, now I don't know whether he's going to panic and say, and if that's the case, and you know him, to say, how about if we, you know, once a month, we can send each other an email that just says, checking in, how are you? But, I mean, so what I'm saying is the way to break up with somebody is to be very specific about the concerns and not say things like, you know, we're different people. That doesn't mean anything. But the Sunday morning example is a really good one, and then presumably you can come up with a bunch more. That it's not making either of us happy, that if you do what I want, then I'm not happy, and or you're not happy, vice versa, you can get it out. And so let's take some time and see how being without each other feels, and we can talk about it in 6 months and see where both of us are. And there's no one, I'm not seeing anybody else, I'm not looking to see anybody else. I listened to this woman on the air who says you have to wait a year till after the, you know, the breakup is over to sort of feel that you're going to be back in the dating game, but and then see what he says. But I think that's how you do, you're specific, and you give some kind of area. And you, I mean, look, Glenn, you may find that when he's not in your life that you miss him more than you thought. And I think that the deal should be that we need to give it at least 3 months, because 3 months is, you know, you're going to go through all those kinds of, oh, gee, I had the biggest mistake of my life, or thank goodness I'm free, or whatever. All right? Well, call me if you need help additionally. All right? We've got John and Diane. I'll get you both. We've got hours to go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced.
This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.